505 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve, and depending on where you are, you either have a lot of rain or you're getting ready to have a lot of rain. It just seriously, it's just that simple. It's going to be pretty nasty. Some places are already seeing it. Some strong winds, I suppose, are associated with this. You're going to, again, be under this severe thunderstorm warning. And that is going to be with us. It will be here, and it's just not going anywhere for the time being. So there you have it. We'll have it for what? What we figure out. Till next Tuesday, the same sort of weather just about every single solitary day. Coming up at 5:35, Rob Chadwick is going to be with us. Rob is a retired supervisory special agent for the FBI, now with the United States Concealed Carry Association. He actually is the guy who's in charge of all the training, at United States Concealed Carry Association. If you're not a member, you should be. I mean, if you own a firearm, you should be. All sorts of issues come up, and it can be very difficult. Getting a report now, more than 9,000 Central Virginia residents are without power. Let me see where it's Richmond region. It's all Dominion at the moment. Power outages include homes and businesses, 4,200 plus in Henrico, 3,700 here in Hanover, 1,100 in the city. No mention of Chesterfield or out to New Kent or Goochland or Powhatan or stuff like that. So Henrico, Hanover, and the city right about now, about 9,000 Dominion customers without power. I can't imagine that it's going to get better. Obviously, Dominion will be out there, and they'll do what they do and try and get everybody's power back up and running. But there you have it. 804 says, Jeff, I'm about a mile and a half west of I-295. And we're all stuck in the eastbound lane by Creighton Road. Okay. Let me see, Jeff. This is Walt. I just left Manic and Sabot on Route 250 heading west. Definitely seeing the darker skies east of there. Everybody ought to be safe on the roads. Please be safe on the roads. Yeah, I agree with you. Anne from North Chesterfield says, hello, Jeff. We are having heavy rain, but it is passing us now. Okay. 804. Says, so excited to hear that you're going to Israel in August. Let us know what your mission will be when you are allowed, and if we can help you, give a shout. I want to go too, praying for everyone over there. Immensely proud of the Israeli-USA decisive action this week. I agree with you. Yeah, I announced this earlier. I was supposed to be leaving this Saturday. I was supposed to be leaving this Saturday, heading to Israel. And it's not a vacation trip. And it is a trip that is, well, I'm not supposed to, I can't share all the details. All I can tell you is this. It is, I guess the phrase you would use, a high level. Does that work? Yeah, I'm going to say high level. So it's very different. They're saying, well, I'm going to go in the Dead Sea. I'm going to see how you float in the Dead Sea. I'll visit Masada. I'll eat really well, you know, and whatever you would normally do on a vacation sort of thing. So this is not vacation at all. I'm sure we'll see some interesting things, but we're not. There's nothing involving touristy stuff. There's some pretty serious stuff that's involved with this, but it was supposed to be this Saturday, and obviously that was canceled when all of this stuff started happening. And it has now been officially rescheduled for August. I promise you, give you everything I can give you as soon as I can give them to you, information-wise. MSNBC. Oh, hang on a second, Germ. Hang on. I'm sorry. Just hold on. Hold on. You're going to want to take a sip of whatever it is that you might be, sipping right about now. Because I don't want to be responsible for you spitting it all over your laptop or phone or on the windshield. So take a sip now, because I am going to share some audio from MSNBC. Awful, awful organization. Oh, God, the worst of the worst. And, I watch MSNBC so that you don't have to. No. Stop. Stop it. It's okay. It's all right. It's okay. Cut number three, please.
So you look back at the No Kings protests, in which more than 5 million people turned out to protest this administration and this president, happening on the same day as what was actually not necessarily a badly conceived military parade, which would, you know, was supposed to look at the different eras of the American military. But of course, that became known as Trump's birthday parade, and it was an utter fizzle. And then from that, immediately, we moved into the idea that Trump was going to flex his muscles again in what looks very much like a performative demonstration of might, of violence, of this sort of idea that just by flexing your muscles and exerting power over somebody, that you can get what you want. And the issue with that is that it is, first of all, performative, but second of all, as we all know from our own lives, simply insisting that you're going to get your way by hurting somebody or by dominating somebody very rarely works. And so we're looking at this moment where we're really seeing a test of this idea of sort of performance domination on the one hand versus the real hard work of negotiation and figuring out how to live with people and being able to see, well, we know that the negotiations worked. Is this sort of performative violence going to work? And we'll find out over the next several years. What really stuck out to me, I think, was the degree to which former President Obama is trying to hold open a space for liberal democracy. And by that, I don't mean Democrats, and I don't mean the liberalism that the right wing has turned into an epithet for the most of Americans. I mean the idea of a democracy that protects American individuals, that protects liberties, and makes sure that we are not crushed by forces like industrialization, like AI, like oligarchs, like people who are forcing Americans into smaller and smaller lives. And there's a lot of pressure, I think, from the right wing now to destroy our democracy and replace it with authoritarianism.
Wow. Here's the weird part about that. That woman did not appear to be doing shots. But I'm thinking that before she hit the set, They must have had some sort of a drinking competition backstage where she downed 5 or 6 shots of something. She reminded me like of a Jägermeister person. And no, I don't say that in a nice way, but that's. Just crazy. Every buzzword, every left-wing buzzword, and what we did was destroy the Iranians' nuclear weapons capabilities, and she described it as performative. Well, ma'am, let me go in with you on that. Sure, it was performative. It performed a great good for the world. It performed some much-needed adjustment. And it performed exactly as President Trump and his team designed it to perform. So maybe she is right. Maybe it was performative. 515, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 522, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Rob Chadwick's going to be with us at 5:35. Rob is a retired supervisory special agent for the FBI, now the director of training for the United States Concealed Carry Association. Does an incredible job over there. And if you are a gun owner and you are not a member of United States Concealed Carry Association, I'm telling you right now, you should be. I'll let Rob talk a little bit about that. But the reason I wanted to get him on was to talk about safety at houses of worship. Is your church safe? You're going to go Sunday. Is it going to be safe? What if I'm going over to the to synagogue services on Saturday? Is it safe? Get a little insight from Rob. Are you up to yet another slice of MSNBC? I know you liked me up until that point. Well, all right, one more sip, just quickly. Okay, so it is. It's another piece of MSNBC, cut number two.
That while there is still a lot that is unclear, President Trump's decision to carry out these strikes on Iran does fit a clear pattern for him. Can you explain?
Well, what I wrote was that it fit the pattern of disregarding the Constitution, and I think it really does that. But I think that's also part of a larger pattern that has been part of Republican Party history for the last 40 years at least, and that is a reliance on the idea of dominating others through force, through violence. And you see it really especially in the attack on Iran, because in fact, the Republican Party has called for attacks on Iran since at least 2007. You might remember Arizona Senator John McCain, who was running at that point for the presidential nomination for 2008, talking about bombing Iran with, sort of a ditty from the Beach Boys, Barbara Ann. But the Obama administration actually negotiated between 2013 and 2015 an agreement with Iran that worked. You know, we all believe that it worked, that there was inspection of Iran's nuclear sites and so on. That made sure they didn't enrich uranium, which was the concern about their developing of nuclear technologies. But in fact, the Republicans continually insisted that that was not sufficient. And of course, Donald Trump tore that agreement up in 2018 when he got into office. And now finally, they have bombed Iran. To what end? It's not at all clear. But now that actual fact of bombing has been enough for President Donald Trump today to declare everything's over and now we can all have peace. There's a lot of performance here. The idea that simply by flexing America's military muscles, we have accomplished what the Republicans and Donald Trump wanted to. Whether or not that's actually the case, we're not going to know for quite a while.
Yeah, I'm good with that, sweetie. I don't know how to be. I don't want to be too nasty. I don't want to sound too condescending, but you're nuts. All right. What happened during Obama was that the Iranians were enriching uranium and building these facilities and developing a nuclear bomb, which is exactly why President Trump had to come in and once again clean up mistakes. Did a nice job, too. It was a great, great moment in time. 525, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRNB. 536. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve. It is, you know, the temp is falling about 85 degrees because we got rain rolling in. We are going to get hit up here in Hanover, I would say, within the next 20 minutes or so. That's the prediction from the weather folks. The rest of Central Virginia, been dealing with it for the last hour or two. And it's going to be with us one way or another, not just tonight, but tomorrow and right through about Tuesday of next week. Tonight, we're talking about very severe thunderstorms. So just bear all of that in mind. Remember the other day we were talking about that that situation? Where was it? Wasn't it out in Michigan? Wayne, Michigan. There's a guy, arms himself, drives his truck to the Cross Point Community Church, opens fire on the families and the children who are attending services. Now, here's the good part. Here's the good part. He was stopped. I mean, you have little kids at Vacation Bible School. Not to worry. Two guys jumped into this and stopped him. But it wasn't law enforcement, as much as I like to tell you it was, as a former law enforcement officer. It was two church members. They were trained. They were both members of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They had actually completed a special security training for protecting houses of worship about a week before. You know, our friend Rob Chadwick, a retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, headed up the tactical training unit at the FBI Academy in Quantico. He's over with the United States Concealed Carry Association now, and I thought there's nobody better to address this very event than Rob, and I'm happy to say he's joining us. Rob, thank you for being here.
Jeff, always great to be with you. Thanks for the opportunity.
Great to hear your voice, sir. So tell us a little bit. Lay out what happened out there in Wayne, Michigan, and how was it possible for two guys with this training to do, well, what they needed to do?
Well, Jeff, you had most of our communities do have, you know, vacation Bible school going on. It's summertime, and, yep, you know, kids and their families are at church and going to VBS, and, you know, thank goodness that we had two individuals and possibly several more still trying to get more information on it. But, you know, as someone who is the head of training for the USCCA, I was so just initially just relieved, of course, that, you know, this hack was thwarted.
All right. Let me remind you about a couple of things. First of all, tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., Rich Herrera is going to be here, Richmond's Morning News. I want to make sure you're here for that. I also want to remind you that tomorrow is, in fact, the final Friday of the month of June. And you know what happens on the final Friday of the month? We bestow our lieutenant, Jan McTernan, Blue Friday honor, and we will do that tomorrow. All right. We really do have a great honoree tomorrow. I don't ever tell you the names ahead of time, but I will tell you that this particular honoree really does remind me of Lieutenant McTernan and her service to the RPD. So we'll do that tomorrow. All right. Great. We do have Rob back. I apologize for that, Rob. Not quite sure what happened, but just let's get back into this. So the two guys that are there, tell me about the training and how they were involved with the United States Concealed Carry Association.
So, Jeff, as it turns out, both were members, or right, are members, of the USCCA, and believe it or not, had just attended what we call an official partner event, where we had a free training event, and this one was focusing on protecting your house of worship.
Wow.
And so, you know, clearly this was signed just within the last week. Jeez. And so clearly this was top of mind, you know, for them. And that's the thing is, you know, all of us, in the back of our minds, worry about, you know, obviously protecting our loved ones, protecting the people we care about. Yep. But, you know, there's that, is this ever going to happen to me? Well, you know, as you know, Jeff, as we talk to people after these tragedies, they always say, I never thought it would happen to me. And thank goodness these two individuals had the presence of mind, had worked out a plan of what they would do, and then were committed to take action in the face of real danger. Now, I'm still gathering the facts, but here you had a man armed with, you know, one of these AR-15 style rifles, mm-hmm, you know, clearly outgunning the defenders who were armed with handguns, and yet these guys had the presence of mind and the bravery. I mean, these are heroes.
Yes.
And actually, one of the parishioners, I want to say he was one of the deacons, was running late, and you know, sometimes you think, you know, maybe this is divine intervention. You can't help think otherwise.
Yeah.
The deacon is running later than he had planned, and as he's pulling up in his truck, he sees this individual who is brandishing the firearm and getting ready to open fire. Actually, I think it was that had already opened fire and drove his truck right into this individual.
Wow.
So had the presence of mind to you know, use his car,
yep,
and you know, didn't completely incapacitate the shooter, but bought the other responder some time. And that's when the other shooter or the other security member who was armed was able to incapacitate the shooter and save the day.
Oh, it's a horrible story at the beginning, but thank God it ends the way it does. And it all does come back, Rob. This is your bailiwick. Let me remind everybody, Rob Chadwick joining us. Rob, after a 30-year law enforcement career where he headed up the tactical training unit at the FBI Academy in Quantico, trained all sorts of SWAT operators and protected, six different U.S. attorneys general. You're now the head of training over at United States Concealed Carry Association. So, Rob, you talked about this sort of joint partnership with training. There is training, in this case, is out in Michigan, but here in Virginia, we have great opportunities for people to engage in training as well, right?
That's correct. So USCCA hosts literally hundreds of free classes every single day all over the country. And, you know, again, the place to start your journey, if you're just, you know, how do I get involved in this? I don't even know where to start. Go to our website, uscca.com. There's a search box for your zip code, and it will list out not just firearms classes, but situational awareness, de-escalation, medical first responder, non-lethal options. Wherever you want to start or whatever it is that you're comfortable with, right, we have an instructor ready to give you some training on that. And I encourage people to just take that first step, because just like everyone else that survives one of these situations, you know, they never thought it would actually happen to them. That's and right. Yet here we are, and thank goodness all those kids and all those people inside had those people literally looking out for them, you know, that night.
It is a wonderful ending to that. Rob Chadwick joining us, the head of training for USCCA. With all of these classes, I'm not sure if I heard you correctly. Did you say that they're all open to the public fundamentally and relatively inexpensive?
Almost all of them are free, Jeff. Yeah, okay. We put these on, and of course, you know, the USCCA is a membership organization. We have almost 900,000 members. You know, people just like your listeners all over the country who are just concerned about protecting themselves and their loved ones. And, you know, we have 10,000 instructors around the country who put on this type of instruction. And so, you know, as the head of education and training, it's just an amazing moment after 30 years in law enforcement and training people. And you hear, you know, that work and that time paid off. Right. And these people were able to put that training to work. And just, they, you know, the bottom line is they had the courage to do something. Yes. So many people are just overcome by events and just overwhelmed. And I tell people all the time, the most important thing is to, one, accept that reality, you know, accept that evil really does exist, as evidenced what happened last week in Michigan. And two, no one's going to be there to do it for you. Sometimes you got to do it yourself. And that's what happened with these two heroes.
It, absolutely. Listen, Rob, when you get a few more details on this, if you don't mind, I'd love to get some further analysis from you, sort of the debrief on that. I want to get you back. I think we're having you on every week or every other week now to talk about this stuff. I want to highlight as well, moving forward, some of the training we've got in Virginia, because I want people to avail themselves of the training. I certainly want them to go to USCCA and sign up. If you own a firearm and you're not a member, you're missing out.
Yeah, Jeff, as a matter of fact, believe it or not, I'm on the way right now to Wayne, Michigan, and I'm going to be meeting with these guys tonight and tomorrow. Okay. I'll get the whole story, and I'm really looking forward to sharing that with your listeners.
I love it. Well, safe travels, brother. I appreciate you being here. That is Rob Chadwick. Rob Chadwick now is the head of training for the United States Concealed Carry Association. He spent 30 years in law enforcement. He was the head of the tactical training unit for the FBI at the academy, trained a number of elite teams, led all sorts of SWAT operations. He's the real deal. I'm going to tell you that right now. And you can take what this man says to the bank. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Yeah, I think that worked out for him, huh? Oh, that's been hanging around for a while. That's an oldie, but a goodie. Yeah. That poor MSNBC hack. You know, they put together a song. It was like, and then the Beach Boys, shut up.
Is that impolite? Well, you know what? I don't care. Boy, that's impolite. Now, that I know is impolite. There are other people with far better manners than I have. I wish I had better manners. I try my best. What can I tell you? We got rain. All right. It's just the way it is. And we're going to have a lot of rain, and it is going to be pretty severe. The thunderstorms that are going to be rolling through, and they're going to be with us fundamentally until next week. Let's see here. Jeff, I sure hope that the storms do not interfere with your beverage on the deck at 6. Well, yeah. Yeah, I don't know about a beverage on the deck. There will be a beverage. Please make no mistake about that. That's that is not weather dependent. That is dependent on whether we have a glass and something to put in it. That's the only thing that it's dependent on. But the actual outside weather, no. Is that song 45 years old? No, it's not. Well, okay, the Beach Boys song might be 45 years old. But what's his face? John McCain ran for president, what, 2008? So I'm going to do math now. Oh, that's not 17 years ago. Really? 1980? Wow. All right. I stand corrected. Never mind. So it is 45 years old. She's still upset about it. What is my suggestion? Take a lap, ma'am. Seriously, walk it off. Rub some dirt on it. You got to move on. Get over it. And that song was spot on, wasn't it? We have done the world a great favor. I say we, like I was one of the folks in the bombers. They have done the world a great favor. President Trump has done the world a great favor. My boys, my daughter, my grandchildren at some point are all going to be living in a safer world thanks to President Trump and Prime Minister Netanyahu. They both have done something that has needed to be done. The Obama crew, the Biden crew, they emboldened, enabled, empowered Iran to have a nuclear weapon. President Trump and Prime Minister Netanyahu said, no, we're just not doing that. And thank God they did. Thank God they did. Tomorrow is the final Friday of the month. We will bestow our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. All right, I will give you a little hint. Tomorrow's honoree, who reminds me of Lieutenant Jan McTernan, is a Richmond Police Department detective. That's all you're going to get right now. Have a fantastic evening. Beware the weather. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.